Welcome to Verbal Vomit, the
Blow Your Load edition.
I'm Dave Chaos.
I'm Amber Alice.
And we'll be right back after this block of music.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
It's better than Don Juan Los Blancos, which is what I usually tend to say.
I was putting up the show information the other day. I was kept putting Don Juan Jesus Blancos. I was like, it's wrong. I know it's wrong. I go, oh, it's Los.
Yeah, either way works, though.
Yeah, either way. Let me get you a little bit closer to the mic. There you go.
All right.
There you go.
Let's get close now.
Let's get close in person. Don't be shy. People, don't be shy.
I wasn't saying anything yet.
It's quite all right.
You will. Give it some time.
Not drunk enough.
Not close enough?
Not drunk, not stoned, nothing. None just yet. All right, you guys. So, Don Juan y Los Blancos, why don't you give me a little bit of history on you guys for the people who don't know who you are?
We started about, what, 3 years ago?
Something
just
like
3
that.
Years ago. I don't even know what four
Maybe
score
even
means.
Five score.
Five score. I don't know, there's not much history. We just started, 3 years ago out of nowhere, and I don't know.
So, the...
You're so boring. It started with a little band called Midnight Shakes that was not nearly as good, and so that band disbanded, and almost every member of that band is in this band now.
Oh, okay.
So this band has been in its current formation for 3 years now.
That's awesome.
Which is weird. That's a big number. I skipped over 2. I've been telling people a year for like 2 years.
Oh, yeah, I've been playing. Year?
Yeah.
Really? You guys sound like you're seasoned veterans. I've been playing a year.
No, we're rookies.
You know. That's good. Okay, so 3 years. Are you guys touring a lot? Or are you guys playing more local shows? What's going on?
We don't really tour that much. We just, the farthest we've gone is like, what, Vegas, San Francisco?
Yeah.
But no, I'm scared of flying.
You're scared of flying?
I want to get it out there right now.
So. What are you, Richie Valens all of a sudden?
That's why, because I'm back great. I'll probably die like the great.
Do you have a bobble? Like, do you have a bobble so that you can take him on the plane and can hold his hand? So,
oh, yeah.
I mean, don't be afraid to fly. I fly.
I meant figuratively.
Have you been on a plane at least?
I'm scared of success.
You're scared of success? I'm scared of success. It's okay to be successful.
I'm scared of... Of failing.
Failing?
Like the engines failing.
Him crashing on the floor. You know.
Dying, potentially. I think that might be the scary part.
Now, you guys just came back from Northern California. You guys did a show back up there. What was it called?
Beautiful Vallejo, California. The NorCal Knockout.
NorCal Knockout.
How was that?
That was really hot.
Yeah.
It was hot up there, too?
And the stage, like, just... was in the only, there was a bunch of trees and shade, and the stage just was in the only not shady spot because it was the only concrete spot.
Now, that's the one thing I don't understand. Okay, I've been, when you go to outdoor shows, no matter what outdoor show you go to, the stage is always in the fucking sun. And you're going to be on, you're going to be in the presence of the sun the whole fucking time. Mm-hmm. And the only time it starts to cool down is when the sun is going behind the stage. But by then, you're so burnt out.
Well, and like all the, we both played like in the afternoon. It wasn't even, the sun wasn't even going down when the music was like done.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And, oh my God.
Yeah, my feet were so hot. It was so weird.
Did your shoes melt off?
No, but it felt like they were going to. Like I had to stand in the shade because they were uncomfortably hot.
Oh man.
It was bad, yeah.
Daytime shows suck, though.
Yeah, daytime.
I've never enjoyed playing a daytime show.
I don't know anybody who really gets revved up for a daytime show.
It's so awkward being drunk at like 10 in the morning, yeah.
Well, it's, no. It's not
if you don't have to do anything.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because when you're in a band and you're going to tour and, you're playing a daytime show, it just seems so rushed. You feel rushed because you have to be up. You have to go do this. You have to go do that.
Kind of takes the fun out of all this stuff.
And then if you want to party the night before, I mean, you're going to do it, but are you going to be smart and go, it's midnight, I think I should go to bed? Or are you going to be like, fuck this, it's 5 a.m, let's fucking party. Yeah. Get another 8-ball of Coke right now.
Oh, you know,
All-nighter.
Yeah. Or you do what we do and pass out about 11:30.
Trying to get out. Somebody call the guy. We need some Coke. We need some Coke to wake up.
I'm just going
to
clear it up right now. We don't. Don't want to ask my Coke to not do cocaine. That's why we're in bed by midnight.
You guys are missing out. Missing out? I mean, I don't fuck with Coke. Well, I'm not going to say fuck with Coke.
Fuck with them. You should leave them as they are. That's how people die.
I just don't. I don't mess around with other shit like hard drugs anymore. I don't mess around.
You consider Coke hard?
No, not anymore. It was funny for a long time. I used to not want to do cocaine because I would watch Scarface. When I was a kid, and that scene at the end where he has like that big old mountain of cocaine and just doing lines.
You
like,
wanted that?
I scared me because I didn't want to be that guy.
Oh.
Yeah. You know? And so, that's a lot of coke. And I can just imagine myself like in my underwear at 4 o'clock in the morning with that mountain of coke going, I'm going to die tonight. Let's go.
That sounds so appealing when you put it that way.
That's what deterred me away from doing coke. So, yeah, I think I just smoke weed and that's it. Weed and alcohol, that's fine.
And
you know?
Some coke sometimes.
Yeah.
I can't even handle weed.
I was a bad.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah.
You fall asleep. No. You start hallucinating. You start going, oh, my God.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
I'm gonna
do the same thing because I did it once with PCP by accident.
Well, that's your fault.
They tried. Were you in Echo Park? Was it?
No, I was in Woodland Hills, California.
California. Like where else? Would you bet?
I was at some party when I was in the seventh grade, and everybody was like passing around a pipe, and like, of course, you know, your friends are smoking it, so you don't assume that it's laced with something. And I mean, also, I drank tequila and I took a bunch of pills, but it was mostly that like really did me in and I hallucinated.
That was the straw that broke the camel's back.
Yeah,
because
I found out afterwards and I was like hallucinating off my ass, and like there was a bunch of these white girls with like long fingernails trying to fit me to puke and stuff, so their nails scratched the back of my throat. Yeah.
Why would you let some girl fingernail in your throat?
Well, because they were trying to like help me.
Like, passing out and stuff. They're like, she's gonna throw up.
Well, yeah, I was passing out. I was like blacked out for a long time, and like they were trying to get me to eat like raw eggs and stuff to make me to puke and. But I was drunk enough and fucked up enough. At the time, I had a bunch of rings that meant something to me. So this guy that was taking care of me, I took off all my rings, I guess. And I was like, take care of these, whatever you do. I woke up in the morning, I'm like, fuck, my rings, dude, that sucks. And then, like, he was still there. And he's like, hey, dude, I got your rings. I'm like, oh, they sound like pretty smart when I'm fucked up.
I guess, yeah, well, when it comes
I'm responsible
to...
in that sense.
Yeah, hold my stuff. I'll be back for now. I remember back years ago, I was hanging out with a friend and... we were in a backyard gig. You know, people were passing around a joint. She didn't know it was laced with PCP. So she started freaking the fuck out.
Yeah.
Like, at that instant, I didn't know what to do. The only thing that came to mind was, give her milk. Give her milk. You throw it out. You got to throw it up. Yeah, I didn't know you just have to ride the high, you know, just no matter what.
Well, yeah.
You know.
Wait, so you smoked PCP twice accidentally?
No, just once.
Oh.
Now every time I smoke weed, I have that same reaction, and I kind of freak out, and I, like, get really paranoid, and, like, I just, like, it it's just, it's no fun for me. I wish I enjoyed it, because everybody else seems to, and everybody offers me, but I just can't do it anymore.
Well, maybe you should just give it a chance. Like, I did that.
You know, I do that, like, I'm every so 3 years to give it, a, you know, try it. I'm like, maybe now, you know, and, like, no. When I went to Amsterdam, I had a, like, I had some of the food and stuff, because why not? You're there, you know? Mm-hmm. But I wasn't going to indulge, because I just knew, like, if I was in another country, I don't want to freak out and, like, be with other people who are not as responsible to take care of me.
Yes. If you want to join in on the drug talk, call in at 1-800-893-9562. And we'll talk or with Don Juan y Los Blancos. Well, two of the members.
Or you could come up with something entirely different.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the drug
want to ask these guys any questions. Big fans. Yeah. Want to praise these people.
Both of you. Please call in.
Please be nice. Call.
George Romero, you're out there.
Are you guys doing any shows coming up soon?
Yes.
And we're going to be in Hermosa Beach.
It's that Richie Valens thing coming back up.
No, we're going to play in Hermosa Beach this a week from tomorrow, July 13th.
I think it's free.
And then we'll be at Spikes and Rosemead that following Friday.
Who you guys playing with?
I don't remember. which is so rude.
Blunt to the point. Who cares?
Which is so rude. Well, I only have them saved in my calendar. I just have that where we're playing, what venue. And then I'll look at the flyer like that day and then I'll...
The rest is a mystery.
Yeah. I mean, well, it's probably people we know. I'm sure I'm very excited about both shows. I just don't know it. I'm exhausted.
I just... came back. So, how was your guys' 4th of July? What did you guys do?
Becky, what did you do?
I had an exciting 4th of July also. You know, we were discussing it before.
Yeah, what'd you do?
I spent all day in my apartment with the AC on. I didn't want to do shit. It was hot. I was like, fuck this.
Basically the same thing here.
You know?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
We spent couldn't really muster up the strength to go anywhere. I was just like, I just didn't want to do it. You know? I mean,
did you eat any good food or anything? Like, did you order a pizza or something amazing?
Actually, I made bratwurst. I bought some bratwurst and I made some bratwurst
is like the worst thing to try to make.
Well, I didn't.
What? Like, actually make link sausages?
No, but it's like to cook it, to heat it up. I can never get it right. And I live in Germany and I can't do it.
Why, you it's a sausage, dude.
You put it in
but
your
it's
pan.
A really big sausage and it's at an angle, so you have to.
I can't hang with a big sausage.
You heard that here first. You heard that here first. Alice cannot handle the big sausage.
Big sausage need not apply.
No. Can't hang.
I don't get it.
No.
Medium to light sausage only.
Now, all beef franks, maybe, or a little smokies. She might be able to.
Yeah, little Vienna sausages.
Yeah, little Vienna sausages.
Holla back, 1-800-896.
You guys gotta have more like a radio voice, like, "Hey, welcome to blah 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 blah." You know, like,
well, that's why we need you.
Yeah, we would, but we're not really a radio station. You know, we're the anti-radio station. We just do our thing.
It's just the internet.
Yeah, it's the internet that people listen to and love us. I mean, it's available for download. You can download us at iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool. I have that. iTunes.
Why? Well, I've got the iTunes.
I saw somebody here who still was using Winamp.
Like, oh, wow.
As a music player.
When like, you turn Winamp. It on, do you go like...
I saw it. I was like, oh, my God, you're using Winamp. That's, I used that back in the 90s. Winamp.
That makes you feel old. I'm like, yeah, making fun of people using Winamp. Yeah, still on Winamp, man? Come on, bro.
Well, he was old, you know? He was an old guy. I was like,
well, then I guess give him credit for having any sort of technology.
Yeah.
I guess.
Or at least having a computer,
or
you know?
Like 56K. Loser.
Does he type with, like, two fingers at once like this?
Probably.
Old people always do that.
Oh, he wasn't that old. I think he was in his 40s or 50s.
That's old people still do that.
No, I know a grown woman who's a professional writer, and she writes scripts like that. It's kind of amazing. Emmy-winning scripts. Two fingers. So badass.
What do you mean by professional? Because by definition, that's not very professional.
I'd say Emmy-worthy is professional.
Oh, I know who you're talking
about. Two fingers.
That's all it takes is two fingers.
For most things in life. Eating corn, Chinese finger traps, plugging your ears.
Double-induced vomiting.
Turning a girl upside down and carrying her like a six-pack.
Now that's a talent right there. You can do that.
That's offensive.
It wasn't me. I didn't. It wasn't me.
Shug it.
Shug it.
All right, folks, we're going to take a little break. We're going to take a little music break right now. We're going to start off with Bobby Womack doing Across 110th Street. You're listening to the Verbal Vomit, All Your Load Edition here at skidrow.la.
Brother of five, doing whatever I had to do to survive. I'm not saying what I did was all right. Trying to break out of the ghetto was a day-to-day fight. Being down so long, it not didn't cross my mind. But I knew there was a better way of life, and I was just trying to find. You don't know what you do till you put under pressure. Across 110th Street is a hell of a tester. Across 110th Street, pimps try to catch a woman that's weak. Across 110th Street, pushers won't let the junkie go free. Cussing like a sailor at reset. It must have
on. At lunch, pitch a penny, yo. I was living like the class clown, pulling all the hoes, making all the jokes, man. When you young, it's hard to see that it's wrong throwing rocks at the RTD. Popping out your window with a BB gun. Better yet, knocking on your door and run. Playing hide, go get it for a little spank. Even though I was still shooting blanks. As soon as the dark hit, I was stealing candy out the corner market. Until I got my ass whipped, cause I was 10 years old, doing dumb shit. Was when my Jimmy started getting a little peach fuzz, and I was looking at any button ass. Me and my homie start cutting class, going up to the high school, looking for any bitch I could lie to. Tell them I was older than I really was. Smoked my first joint and got really buzzed. That's what a Mac's made of. But when I got my first piece of pussy, I fell in love. Hard as a rock the long way. And then I put the rubber on the wrong way, but I still got a habit. Overexcited. And fucking like a jackrabbit. Goddamn, I was hot. A virgin. But I still knew how to lay pipe. Even though the hoe worked me. I still knocked the boots from here to Albuquerque. Then the shit got strange money. I started shaking. And Jimmy felt funny. Then the nut came gushing. I jumped up, got dressed, and started pushing. Cause I thought the bitch broke my dick. Cause I was still young. Doing dumb shit. Mastered the lifelong art of dragging. To the women in college, hung out with the OGs and got some street knowledge. Breaking in cars and all that. Hitting punk fools with a baseball bat. Fucking at a real fast rate. Till they said that I might not graduate. Then I said, fuck the dumb shit. Cause pops will fuck me up quick. And things continue. So I start rapping about shit I've been through. And I got real good. Now I look at all the kids in the neighborhood. Shit that I did 7 years back. Going through a stage. But before they can grow up, they on the front page. And their moms is having a fit. Cause they died young. Doing dumb shit.
Yeah. fast as I can, so I can watch studio wrestling on TV.
After that was Ice Cube doing Dumb Shit, Paradox Babel with Green Middle Class. Rounding out that selection was Los Piotes doing NFL. And we're back with, I'm Dave Piazza, and this is
Fever Alice.
Alice.
Hi. Hi, guys.
Along with the beautiful Juan and Becky.
Juan's so beautiful.
I got called beautiful for once.
You are
a strapping young lad. I will say that, a strapping young lad.
Better.
Stop. You know what? I'm going to have to take off my real glasses and put on these shades because, like, your beautifulness is just, like, blinding.
Yeah, we found some pretty fucking badass shades in the studio today. That's been here for about a month now, but Dave decided to put them on his face.
I feel like I'm reliving my douchebag days back in the 90s.
It's kind of like a Tom Cruise thing.
Yeah. I should become a Scientologist or something.
Please don't. Or a NASCAR driver.
Oh, yeah. I used to date a girl who used to be into NASCAR.
Hey, nothing's wrong with NASCAR.
I couldn't get into it. I'm sorry. I just couldn't get into it.
No, there's a couple things wrong with NASCAR.
Hey, go ahead. What are the things that are wrong with NASCAR? You tell me.
Well, you list me everything about NASCAR, and I'll tell you what's wrong.
You list me.
Coyote. And I'll tell you if they're wrong or not.
I just don't understand. I just high-speed cars going around the track.
No, that's okay.
That's fine. No, I mean,
it's
a southern thing. I don't know. I like the crashes. That's morbid of me, but I like the crashes. I don't wish somebody would die.
No, but that's why everybody watches it, though. My dad raised me on NASCAR, and I hated it as a kid. And then I got older, I totally liked it. And I totally liked, like, Jeff Gordon and stuff.
Did you guys ever go to a demolition derby growing up?
Mm. I didn't actually go to one, no.
I wanted to for the longest time. Never went.
And they had one recently with the Gravedigger, who's fucking badass. But it was raining, and I couldn't find anybody to go with. So I was like, fuck, I don't want to sit in the rain. And I was wearing a sheer dress because it was pretty, I was going to be spontaneous, I guess. And it was raining. I was like, I don't want to sit there. It's just like, fuck it. Like, next time, the Gravedigger's not going to be back for another year till like, end of 2012. Sad day for Alice. I just have to go to like Tennessee or something.
I've got to make it a point to go to those dirt bike rallies that they have, like at the, you know, they're like Sunday at the Anaheim Pond and bullshit like that, like motocross. Or I want to go to demolition derby. I haven't been to one. I've always wanted to go to one. You know.
Yeah, that sounds fun. I would rather go to a horse race.
I used to go to horse racing when I was a kid. Like my uncle would like. Always sneak us in,
under his skirt.
He would like, you know, he would let us in, like, you know, the kids in, but he would like do our bets for us. We would be, I'm gonna take off these shades so I can't see shit. Hold on.
That is Beatty was blinding you.
No. I can handle it now.
No, I lied to him.
Stop it.
It's anyway, funny. It's funny. We're having a great conversation before we came back about pets. As soon as the mics come on, like crickets.
Dude, no, you were saying your uncle cricket. Would put in bets on horses. Really.
Yeah, he would bet on horses for us, and
is
it was
that
like
the
it
end
was,
of your story.
Yeah, that was pretty much the end of the story. Yeah, that was it. He just went nowhere. I'm gonna go stand outside and think about what I just said and apologize. Okay. Well, I apologize.
All right, well, anyways,
yeah.
Like, who got sweater mania right here?
What?
You over your texting, whatever.
Yeah, get off the phone, jerk.
Uber Alice is on the phone. She's on the phone and the radio. That's ridiculous.
Somebody call.
I'm multitasking, smoking a cigarette and a beer.
Smoking a beer?
Smoking a cigarette and a beer. Drinking a beer.
Drinking a beer. Awesome. What? So let's talk more about your guys'.
Let's talk about you.
Yeah, we're here to talk about you guys and your guys' wonderful little band.
That's my favorite subject.
You know?
Only thing he knows,
man. You know, outside of Don Juan, are there any other things you guys do?
You
know?
Nope.
Nope.
Next question.
That's it, huh?
Have me over.
I'm an avid golfer.
You're an avid golfer, huh? So you guys are just like Americans, just lazy as shit, don't give a fuck. That's awesome.
Well, nah. We're super rich. We live in Agora Hills.
Awesome.
In North Henry.
None of you guys from Brentwood? Oh, come on.
No way, man.
No, yeah, no, we have day jobs and stuff, but yeah, that's not interesting.
No, that's not really interesting. No, but okay. Well, that was a lame question, anyways. Now, what are the influences that? Okay, as far as Don Juan and Los Blancos, what are the influences there? You know, where do you guys, you know, what kind of influences do you guys draw to get the sound that you guys have now?
A lot of punk rock and a lot of old music. I don't know.
Like,
Juan was in a band back in the day.
Yeah, mm-hmm. What band were you in?
I was in this legendary band.
Valley band.
Called COF, which these two ladies went to see me perform.
At the Cobalt Cafe.
At the Cobalt Cafe.
On Sherman Way in Canoga Park, California.
Yeah, where stars are born. It's true.
Hey, there's a couple of bands that made it huge out of there, okay? The Briggs, they made it huge.
Angel City Outcast.
I was going to say COF. Bad Religion played there, too.
Yeah, so did Hooba Sting.
Hooba Sting.
Bill the Fish.
Incubus.
That was the climax
Incubus.
Of my joke, by the way.
What?
It was Hooba Sting.
Oh, sorry.
Well, it's okay. I can still do it.
Move on. Let's go.
No, I'm not going to do it anymore.
Move on.
You're not going to do your Hooba Stank materials?
Wait, should we tell them we're neighbors with Hooba Stank? You know how I was talking about being really rich? I wasn't lying. I live next door to the Hoobastank guy. He's not a perfect person.
We've never actually
likes your parties.
We've never actually met him. our dogs bark at his dogs all the time, but our roommate knows him, and she always asks him if it's okay if we have parties, and he always says it's cool. So we're on pretty good terms with the Hoobastank guy.
You guys have never partied with the Hoobastank guy?
No, well, he has kids and stuff. Like, he's got a family, so I try just not to disturb them as much as possible.
Hoobastank, what the fuck song did? It was the one
reason,
that made him popular.
Dude.
I'm not a perfect
person. Oh, okay. Yeah,
that's hence my joke earlier.
About him not being a perfect person.
No, but he really is. He really is.
No, yeah, he's super nice. He's tolerant of our obnoxious dogs, so next subject.
Now, why do you say you have obnoxious dogs? Are they constantly barking?
They bark, yeah. Well, not our dog. Our dog's an angel, okay? roommate's dog.
Your roommate's dog.
No, they all have their faults. But, yeah, they run out there barking. And I think at first he thought, well, he claims that it was his dog's fault. Like, he was like, one of them barks at the other one, and then, like, our dogs would hear them barking at each other and run after them and bark. Our dog, like, our roommate's dog, whatever, they're all our dogs. We have to take care of all of them. Like, she comes running out of the door, like, barking at their dogs. And I feel so bad because it's, like, it's all her. Like, she sucks. So
which one is that one?
I'm apologizing. Sophie the pug. Mm. She's so sweet, though.
And your dog's name is?
Delilah.
Delilah.
And he loves light.
She does love light.
She does?
She's named after the Chuck Berry song. Do you want to hear it?
More like Slash the Kinks song.
No, it's originally Chuck
Berry. I know it is, but I'm saying.
Oh, you'd name. Okay.
I named her. Yeah, you can have a beer, Juan.
And what's the breed of Delilah?
She's a Chihuahua Dachshund.
Oh.
She's adorable.
Chihuahua Dachshund. I've never seen that before.
Yeah, she just looks like a little, like, she looks kind of like how a Corgi would look, except she's really small.
Wow.
But yeah, if you're friends with me on Facebook or you happen to have access to my Instagram, I only constantly post pictures of her and adorable videos of her.
You know, that's so. Awesome. You know, that's awesome. I mean, that just shows it's how much really love easy. You have for that animal.
Oh, yeah. You can.
Yeah,
but
these
you can,
guys love their dogs. Like, yeah. It's such a dog-friendly environment.
Oh yeah, no, they spoil the shit out.
Okay, so you have Chihuahua Dachshund, a pug, mm-hmm. and what are the other dogs?
And then another little Chihuahua, Jerry Lee Lewis.
He's my favorite because he's so,
so cute.
Yeah.
Oh my god,
he's
that
like
dog
red
is
hair
gorgeous.
And stuff, and he just loves to cuddle
oh my god,
and
he's
like.
So cute.
Yeah.
And then we have Hadouken, who we have no idea what he is, but he's gonna be a lot bigger than all the other dogs.
That's a new
really?
Addition.
Yeah, he's a new addition. That mutt.
And those,
he's still, and those dogs I was going to say he's still shitting on bricks.
On my bed.
And those four dogs are you know, four dogs are the ones that obnoxiously bark?
Yes, at his two dogs, Pepper and Ringo, that I know because I hear him yelling. He's like, Pepper, Ringo. And we're like, Sophie, Delilah, James, Hadouken. So we just started turning the hose on and being like, no bark. And we just spray our eyes with water and put him inside. I hope he lets his dog stay out because I'm sure they're a lot better behaved than ours are. It's not fair. His should be allowed to run around. Or, like,
well, your guys'
so
dog
bad.
Should be able to be.
They're so bad. Like, they won't stop. There's horses on the other side of our house, and mm-hmm. so they bark at the horses. It's ridiculous. And there's a dog that lives there, so they bark at that dog.
Why?
Their
because
community.
They're small and they feel
that's
like
why
they
need
to be
touched. They get sprayed with water. They just get sprayed with water, and then they walk it off.
I've never understood that. See, like, Chihuahuas are really, they're really territorial.
Yeah, ours are actually really mellow, though, because they're Chihuahua mixes. They're not mm-hmm. really, like, they're not that yappy. Jerry's more yappy than Delilah, but they can be pretty annoying. But they're much more mellow than any other Chihuahuas I've seen. Juan has a ton.
I'm trying to figure out how we went from drug talk to pet talk.
Because we're,
that works here.
Renaissance yeah. people.
Have you ever gotten your dogs high?
No.
No.
My dog's straight edge.
No. You know, I read about getting dogs high and getting cats high. It's like not good for them. So I was just like, I'd rather not.
Of course not. It's hilarious.
You know, I see my friends get their dogs high and they're kind of weird and they're kind of funny.
It's bad. It's not actually good for them. And then like,
but people still do it.
Yeah, people still do it because people love to insist their own lifestyle choices on their animals, which
yeah.
is like. I don't know. When I was like, 13, I blew pot smoke in my cat's face, and she like ran away and like looked at me like, why would you, like, she just looked at me like, why would you do that, you know? And it dawned on me like, oh, because animals don't necessarily want to do what I'm doing. So yeah. I've never done it since, and like my dog avoids it, and so it's really a straight edge. Way to go, Delilah.
I the basic rule in my apartment is the cat, I won't do it in your face. But I do it, so deal with it. You know, I won't be mean and just blow it to your face, but I'm going to smoke, you know, just so you know.
If you don't force it on them, they don't usually get affected. People make it unavoidable. It's kind of mean. And if they eat it, then they can potentially kill your dog, so there's that.
What I don't understand is people who feed their animals alcohol.
Yeah, that's the same thing, but I totally have
you're not a comedy fan, are you?
I'm a comedy fan. I don't know. I mean,
yeah, I like to give my dog a beer and a spoonful of peanut butter and watch what happens.
Like peanut butter is hilarious, but I don't know. Giving him beer, like, I used to give my dogs beer or, you know, and then terrible. I read it, like, it was horrible because they could kill them. Like, you know, like, they don't process alcohol like we do.
No.
Like, oh, well, okay, maybe I won't do that now.
Yeah, but how would you feel if all you got to have was dog food all day long? You never get to party.
Oh. Oh, I guess that's why they created Spuds McKenzie. The ultimate party dog. Yeah. You want to chime in on Pet Talk? It's 1-800-893-9562. Don Juan Eagles Blancos.
Okay, call in with something else. Change the subject. Okay.
I kind of wish my friend Tracy Morgan would give me a call.
Hello, Tracy. Where are you?
Tracy's somewhere in La La Land right now.
I hope he wants to make out.
I don't know.
I think he's always pretty occupied.
I'm pretty sure he is.
He's never too occupied to make out a little. I can't imagine.
Yeah, you never know, huh?
Mm-mm.
Okay, we're gonna play a couple of your guys' songs.
Oh, holy shnikes. What did you pick?
We picked Bop On, That Lucky Old Sun.
That's a good one.
That's All Final for Real, though. Those are going to be the first three we're going to play right now. So.
That's the file name.
That's what I got.
Yeah.
If you know,
it's just That's All. It's a cover.
It's a cover? Oh, yeah. Okay. So we're going to start off with these three.
Well, it's That's All Right.
Sorry. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Just play.
Let the music speak first.
Verbal Vomit. Who is this?
Come on, hey man, how y'all doing?
Oh, hey, what's up, Tracy?
happy 5th of July. I ain't so happy today, I bet.
Yeah.
What the hell's going on with y'all?
Oh, we're listening to Don Juan y Los Blancos, man. What do you think? Listen in for a little bit.
What?
We're listening to Don Juan y Los Blancos. We're having here on live.
Dying Wide. Oh, some people playing music.
Yeah. We're actually listening to the music because, you know, they're right here.
Oh, I feel like I'm on
Yeah. I can't hear Tracy over all the amazing music.
Now, what did you say, Tracy? I'm sorry, like the music is loud in my headphones.
That's all right, man. It's loud as a motherfucker.
where are you calling from, Tracy? What are you doing right now?
Where are you now?
I'm just relaxing. You know, yesterday was the party, so today is not the party.
Well, what did you do for your fourth?
Well, what the hell do you think?
I don't know. You tell me.
Well, most people, you know, most American citizens, they drink beer, and then they eat lots of food and shit, and then they'll be watching fireworks.
Do you have a hot dog, Tracy?
I had a big old Louisiana hot dog.
Me too.
Man, oh man, it was like an explosion in my mouth.
Same season.
Serious explosion. Like, not like most Louisiana guys that put that hot link in their mouth, you know?
Did you blow any shit up? I blew some shit up.
So did you light up any fireworks?
No, but I sure did see a lot of them. And it was a beautiful night.
I get it.
There was the stars and the stripes were flaring. Let me say something.
Did it make you feel?
What I mean?
Did it make you feel proud to be an American for that moment of time?
I felt proud to be an American. I'm proud to be an American. Yeah. So yeehaw, motherfucker! Well, y'all have a good damn time. It sounds like you fucking about to start yodeling.
All right, dude.
Well, thank you, Tracy. Thank you, Tracy, for calling in. You know we love you.
Hey,
we love your adventures.
Y'all have a good night. Check me out. I got a new movie coming out. All right. Hey, love y'all. God bless.
Love you too.
Love you more, Tracy.
That's my Tracy.
I'm not afraid to
Hi, you're on Verbal Vomit. Who is this?
Hi, this is Roger.
Hi, Roger!
Hi, guys. I have a question for Juan.
This is Roger. I'm a bass player.
Juan, I read in an article that you also do stand-up comedy, and you have a comedy album. Tell me more about that.
No, that's my cousin, John Joseph, right?
No, I think that's you. You have a comedy album?
No, that's my cousin. Everybody always confuses me, man. It's my cousin. You go do more research and then get back to me.
Okay, I will. Thanks for taking my question. I'm a huge fan.
Anything else? Anything else, Roger?
I have a question for Becky.
Okay.
Becky, do you have any pets?
just a cat, but she got hit by a car and died.
I'm sorry. Thanks for taking my call.
No, wait, wait. I want to ask
Roger,
you something.
Yeah, exactly. Go on.
Hey, Roger. Roger?
Yeah.
How do you feel about your girlfriend right now?
I think she's great. She's recording this call. I think she's awesome.
I got the hint. Thank you. Thank you.
She is the most beautiful girl in the world.
So you're not going to break up with her anytime soon. I'm just kidding, Jess.
I don't know.
Why, you want that spot? You want that spot, Juan?
Yeah. Don't worry, Juan's a bottom.
Well, you guys have any questions for me?
Yeah.
What are you doing right now? What are you wearing?
I'm just at home. I'm wearing jeans.
Probably, are you wearing a vest or no?
No, not today.
Okay. Hey, you know how you're a teacher and shit?
Uh-huh.
Have you ever been attracted to any of your students?
You know that happens. That happens.
Be honest.
Boy or girl?
Either. Either is fine.
No, neither.
Okay, what about boy?
Well, thanks for taking my call, me.
Thank you for being here, Roger. You're the best.
Bye,
Roger.
Bye.
Thank you for calling.
See, Roger should have been here. He's so funny.
Yeah, where is Roger? We should ask him that.
He's porking his girlfriend. He just said she's recording.
Soon to be. I'm just kidding.
No, oh, she's awesome. She can always take a joke.
I'm jealous of her cakes.
Oh yeah, she's like a kind of a pastry chef. She does catering and stuff.
Awesome.
Pretty epic. I like her mustache lollipop.
What? Did you see?
wait, what did you call
it? Mustache lollipop.
What is a mustache? What?
It's like, it looks to be like a hard candy on a stick, but it's in the shape of a mustache.
Oh.
Like a really kind of cool mustache. And flavors? It looks, decadent.
I liked her, wedding cake that was a shoe.
I saw that too. Yeah.
It was really nice. It had pearls on it. Yeah.
Wedding cake is a shoe.
Yeah.
Wow, wedding cakes are just, cakes in general.
Or I think it might have been like for a wedding shower or something, but it was really cool. It looked like a real shoe, but you could eat it.
I seen a video where there was a baby. They had made a cake out of a baby.
Like a fetus?
A real baby.
Yeah. Just the shape of a baby and everything. And when I saw the video, they were cutting it into the head already. It just looked weird. It's a cake.
Did they put jelly filling in the head?
Yeah.
That's so creepy.
Proper.
I mean, I've seen cakes
that are extravagant. You know, they'll make them into, you know, whatever, you know, pretty much whatever you want in those cake shows.
Was it for like an abortion shower?
No, actually, they were celebrating the kid's birth.
So they cut into its head, that brain?
Yeah, it was just a cake.
That's an interesting concept to have, like, a celebration of having an abortion.
I think,
I'm not a parent any longer.
But it's destroying. I mean, I couldn't imagine that it would be celebrating anything if you're cutting into a baby and, like, red goop is coming out. But, like, I think I'm going to try that. I think I'm going to make, Jess, I hope you're still listening. I think I'm going to make, for Juan's birthday, let's make a Juan-shaped cake. And we'll just put guts inside, like, made of fondant and stuff, and we'll just cut him up. And eat him.
And he's all gooey inside.
He's all gooey inside with intestines. Oh, and we could get cheeseburger gummies and make him look all chewed up and put him in his stomach because he had like a cheeseburger for lunch.
It'll be all broken right. down.
Yeah, we'll mix it with milk or something to make it look gross.
With some hot sauce.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's what you eat.
Hey, you wanted to give credit to your friend?
Oh, Benny. Yeah. On the last song that you played was the That's All Right. It's not actually Don Juan. It will be Don Juan, but that recording is me and Juan with our friend Benny Hammond from the Beechwoods and the Volcanics. And
oh, Benny, yeah.
Yeah, and so he played
guitar.
He plays
an awesome band.
He played guitar on that
oh, really?
Last song, yeah.
Yeah.
And we did a couple other recordings with him, and he sang on him and stuff. He's awesome. I love the Beechwoods.
You maybe can answer this question for me then.
Answer what question? What is
so the one that says "Don't Quit Me, Baby"? Is that also featured?
That would be the Knicks. Yeah, that's also done with Benny, and I played tenor sax on that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Happy belated birthday, Benny. Just so
you know. Oh yeah, Benny's birthday did just pass. Happy birthday, Benny!
I don't know how long ago it was, but I know it was a few days ago. Yeah, yeah. Volcanics. I want to get them up here too.
Volcanics?
Yeah, I remember Benny when he was playing back in the Mighty Kegsmen.
Oh yeah, the Mighty Kegsmen were awesome.
Oh yeah, I love them.
They played their drummer's last show that we opened for them. They're awesome. I love them.
Now, I know Benny's doing the Volcanics now.
Mm-hmm.
What is Arun? Have you talked to her? Do you know who? Arun is?
I don't know.
He was in the Cakes, man. I haven't talked to that guy in a long time.
I know Francis. I know the Bubba really well because when Bubba was in the Israelites, I was a kid and I used to hang out with him. So then I ran into him at the Redwood when he was in the Mighty Kegsmen. Their keyboard player, Bubba?
Yeah.
Awesome. Also awesome, dude.
So is, what's his name? They call him Whitey. Well, I've known him as Whitey. I think he plays bass in the Volcanics.
Oh, yeah, I don't know the Volcanics dudes. I know the Kegsmen.
Oh.
But I know kind of their names, but I don't know. I know George knows.
What do you think, Juan?
The Volcanics dudes? We have their headshot, like their black and white 8x10 hanging in our hallway, but we don't know their names.
I haven't talked to them.
I know Benny.
Wait, is it the one that's to your bedroom?
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
They're all leaned up on a car. They're awesome.
Yeah, they're a good band and they're awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And they play Spikes a lot, I used to see.
Yeah, we're playing Spikes this month.
I haven't been to Spikes in forever.
Next Sunday, I think you said.
Next Friday.
Yeah,
next Friday.
Not Sunday.
I should find out who we're playing with for that.
So Spikes
it's
is
so
that.
Hard. It, Someone
that,
should
If call I remember it. Correctly, that's the bar where the stage is right in the middle.
In the center, yeah.
And then it's like bordered by the tables and stuff.
That's an uncomfortable setup.
The bathroom is an uncomfortable setup. It's like, why do you take the doors off the men's room?
Yeah.
And then, like, if you want to piss, there's nothing right there blocking.
Too much blow.
I've seen people poop in there.
Ew!
And that's the only bar I used to go to where they would frisk me.
That's
before you would walk in. It's like, why? It's like, is that? I mean, I haven't been to Spike's apartment. The drinks are good. The beer prices are all right.
I don't know. There's a bartender there that's, like, really
unpleasant. No, don't talk shit.
I'm pretty sure the people from Spikes aren't listening to this.
Either way, they're not exactly hospitable.
No, I mean, unless you're...
Yeah, you got to earn it or whatever, but I'm tired.
You just want a beer, I just want to drink.
I'm exhausted, yeah.
Well, it's like, who wants to do that, though, anyways? It's like, you go to the bar.
It goes back to the whole tipping thing. That's why it bugs me. Because, like, I always tip. I'm always obligated to tip $1 every single drink I get. $1 for you, bartender, best bartender ever. Like, and that, if you're drinking a lot, like, that adds up. But I hate that I feel so obligated to tip someone when they're not actively nice to me. I'm like, why can't you just be nice to me?
I will give you, like,
$20 tonight. Just be nice to me. And it kind of bugs me. I am talking shit, Juan. That's my thing. The end.
Well, you know, I understand that, but I also don't understand if somebody, like, if you go to a beer bar and all they do is turn around, get a beer out of the cooler, put it on the table, but not even, like, open it up. Like, I could potentially be doing that myself.
I could have just went to the cooler.
I've never
like,
actually experienced that.
Cooler myself and got
even
it.
When I get cans, they still open them.
See, you know, a lot of time when I get cans, if you go to the Red Bull, they'll open it up and stuff, but, like, other places, they just... A lot of places just don't. It's like, where's that effort? I want to see you open it up. It's not really the point of you opening it up for me, but it's like, if you're having a beer, you're not doing any effort.
If you're going to do it, do it
all.
If
you're doing a mixed drink, then of course, you know, naturally, because it takes some...
That's why I drink outside of bars in the car.
That's right. That's why we sit and drink outside every time we play.
I save so much money.
Yes, you do.
Yes, I do.
Yes, you do.
I ain't lying.
Thinking of opening up.
Yeah.
As they would say, it was the sound of freedom. Am I correct on that, Jeremy? Yes, yeah, okay. Going back to your tipping thing, I tip no matter where I go to. You know, if I'm getting great service, I'm going to give you a 20% tip.
Yeah.
If you're giving me shitty service, I'm sorry, but I'm going to give you a 10% tip.
Yeah.
And if you're giving me absolutely no service, I'll leave whatever change I got left.
Yeah, I want to, like, you know? It makes me want to stiff people, and then I'm like, I can't.
You know?
Yeah, I'll leave something. Like, if
the bill's, like, $37 and I get $2 back, and you give me some shitty service, you're going to keep my change. Fuck this, you know?
Yeah.
If I have to get up and get my own iced tea, that's something's wrong with you, you know?
Where are you going? We have to get your own iced tea.
I went to a Denny's a few years ago.
Oh.
We were waiting for drinks, and I was like, fuck this. So me and my friend, we got up, we poured our own iced tea, poured our own coffee, and just sat back down. And we were walking out, and the lady goes, you forgot to tip me. I go, yeah, here's a tip. Look both ways when you cross the street. Walked away. Fuck that.
That's, yeah. I don't think that's what she meant. I think she meant you forgot to tip her.
Oh, I know.
I'm just kidding.
It's okay, Juan.
I love Juan.
So, okay. Now we're going to, excuse me. Let's get into your other three songs, which is...
Oh, there's more.
Yeah.
There's a lot more, actually.
Which is Don't Quit Me, Baby, which is with Benny.
Yeah.
And then She Don't Love Me and Wild Gal.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are old.
These are all unreleased demos.
Aren't we special?
Yeah.
Here at Blow Your Load, Verbal Vomit.
It's funny that you figured out which ones weren't available.
Yes.
I love Alice.
Thank you, Alice.
much for that. You can be lying, that's what I say. Never stop us around. Always running into danger. Taking the life and the fruit. Hoping no law for the root. Find the seeds, why? We will move.
So you guys just heard some more Don Juan Islas Blancos.
There's a verbal bomb. Who is this?
Oh, whatever. Fuck this, guys.
Go ahead and call her.
This is your mama.
Hello, your mama. How you doing?
Pretty good. What's up, guys? It's Leon.
Hi, Leon.
Hey, what's up, dude?
Did you know it was me?
Yeah.
No, I didn't. I'm a little stoned, so I didn't know the hell it was you.
I did.
I knew it was you.
I get all excited. I know your voice.
I'm surprised you called.
I've been in enough shows to know your voice.
I'm surprised I'm up. It's like 4 a.m. over here.
No, it's not. It's like fucking 11:30. I'm surprised you're not working is the question. You went.
Well, actually, I was applying for jobs online, so
oh
I
God.
Just happened to.
Radical.
Oh, this is going out from the guilty heart.
Yeah.
Hi, Leon.
Hi. Hey,
hello, Don Juan y los Blancos.
Hey, you can say it right. You should teach Alice how.
East Los Blancos. We're from West LA.
We're from East Los.
Thanks, buddy.
You Sorry, love
hey,
it.
Is it true they're coming out with the Lowrider record, eh?
Yes, we got a compilation of oldies with goodies.
Yeah, and it's only in 7-Eleven.
Can you call it dedicated to Lil Spooky?
But the fuck yeah, I can.
Dude, R.I.P. man, Spooky man.
Dude, I know.
Rest in peace.
I poured a little out for him just now.
I would, but I can't afford it because the economy's so terrible.
What are you doing, Leon?
Listening to Exodus.
I'm just applying for jobs online, like I usually am at night.
How's DC?
It's hot, humid.
It's the same thing over here.
Probably not nearly as humid.
We're living parallel lives.
It's never as humid as it is over here. Over there in LA. It's always a nice ocean breeze.
Paradise. You should come out.
Yeah, come back.
When are you coming out to California again?
You miss Levi. You miss Sandy.
They're listening too, actually. They're up right now.
Oh, hello, Sandy. Hi, Levi.
I send my love.
I send my happy thoughts and love to you guys.
I'm so excited about Levi. He's.
Levi wanted me to call you because he said you're the first blonde that he ever met.
I have that photo where he's looking at me really confused. But he's becoming such a, you know, a grown man. A little man, but he's, you know, got his head up now. And
this isn't the same Levi that had, like, charged hair.
No, this is a baby. He might have charged hair in the morning.
I am. Does your son have charged hair in the morning?
So yes.
That's awesome.
Up the pumps, Levi. Sorry. Go ahead.
Are you recording anything right now, since you're in D.C., as by yourself?
Yeah, I've been doing demoing a lot of stuff for the Guilty Hearts. Whenever I get back there, I'll be recording some more. So trying to get Tracy Morgan to record it.
So can we?
I don't know. Hopefully at the end of July of this month or maybe next month. I'm not sure.
So the end of July or the end of next month? So in other words, in July.
This month or next month, yeah.
Because, okay. So, what's the plan? So there isn't going to be a third Guilty Hearts album?
That's the plan, yeah.
That's the plan. Now, is this going to be the final album, or are going to have, you guys have two more?
I don't think it'll ever really be done. No offense.
Done what?
I think as a band, you guys will never be done. I think you guys will be on hiatus and stuff like that, but you guys will
be like, we're going to be like 50. Oh, wait, Herman's already 50. We're going to be like, we're going to be like 80 and still playing, so Herman, like weddings and stuff.
So that means Herman will be, what, 90? Hey, by then you should have electronic drums, so just Herman can use his mind to do it. If he's not stoned.
That'd be awesome.
If he's not stoned, because like when Herman gets stoned, he'll get it.
No, those guys are always down to keep something going, and anytime I'm in town, just to play a couple shows here and there.
Well, that'd be good if you come down and you go play some shows.
We definitely, you know, we love it. We miss it. We need it.
I know. I miss you guys. That's why I'm calling.
Yeah. Oh, you were listening.
I'm actually surprised you called in, because like I never call you and you never call me. We just chat each other on Facebook and that's it. And we've known each other for like what?
Well, I call Leon years. In like the middle of the night.
Can you text me, ask me random music trivia?
Well, because I need to know right then and there, and you would know these things.
Yeah.
Like, where is Brendan Mullen buried?
I really don't know that. But that's very serious business.
He would have known. He would have known. And then, like,
who would have?
Leon.
Wait, he would have known? Is he still? We're on.
Well, you guys work together, right? On that book.
Yeah, we did on the book. Yeah, but I knew him personally. He's a friend of mine. Yeah. But I just don't know.
Oh no! Yeah, I knew him too. When I was 13, he had just written We Got the Neutron Bomb, and he made the mistake, the dire mistake of putting his email address in the beginning of it, which was
AOL.com,
so I totally IM'd him, like, all the time, and he was so nice, and he would, like, talk to me and, like, answer all my stupid fucking questions. I was just, like, this little kid, and he was like, I don't think your mother would be comfortable with the idea of you talking to a 50-year-old man on the internet. He was like, I demand to speak to your mother right now, and I was like, okay. And he talked to my mom, and my mom totally loved him. And so I went to his house, and we recorded stuff when I was 13. But it's awful, and it will never see the light of day. But he plays drums on it, and I love him. And I want to know where he's buried, because I didn't get to know that he died when he did. I didn't find out until, like, 9 months later, so it sucked.
The day I left from L.A. was the day I found out.
Dude, I remember that, yeah.
Yeah,
after my birthday.
But on a lighter note.
I'm sorry.
On a lighter note. He was a great guy.
Yeah. On a lighter note, yeah. Fantastic fucking individual who deserves to be recognized. Anyway.
So you still have the recordings?
Sorry?
You still have the recordings of you?
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, I have.
That's a great memory right there.
Yeah. You know? That's good stuff, yeah.
Even though you say it's horrible.
I know it's bad, but it's a good memory, yeah.
Yeah.
And he was always like, why don't you just record yourself? And I was like, I don't know how. He was like, I've got a 4-track.
Awesome.
Which is how you do it. It's awesome.
And that's how a young man is shaped, people.
Yeah, exactly. No, totally. Because then, you know, like, almost 10 years later, here I'm with Juan doing, like, what he said I could always do. That's the whole reason I tried to find him. Because we started doing this, and I wanted to tell him. And then I started looking for him. And... Nowhere to be found. Lighter note.
Yeah.
Lighter note.
All right, Leon. So let's go.
Leon. Pleasure to meet you.
Pleasure. I guess I'll go back to breastfeeding my kid here.
He's not off the tit yet.
You're still breastfeeding your son. That's amazing.
We send our love from LA to DC to you and your family. We miss you guys.
Yeah, dude.
Thanks, guys. Have fun.
Give me a call when you get a chance. I'll give you a call too. Even though we say that,
yeah, right.
Even though we say that we never do it, we just talk to each other. I am, but we know the love's there. We know the love's there between you and I.
Yeah, 20 years almost. Well, how long have we known you now?
Oh my God! I got to know you when you were 15.
Aww,
so you're that. What? You're like what? 99 right now?
No, dude, I was like 14.
Oh, that's right. I remember I walked into when your sister introduced us. You were playing Nirvana. You were playing Smells Like Teen Spirit when you auditioned for my band. And I was like, I'll take them.
Hey, it was the 90s.
It was the 90s. You did. You know, it's funny. You know, for that first year when we played together, we were a hardcore punk band. He wore a lot of flannel. A lot of flannel. But I love him.
Sandy's laughing at me.
It's true. All right, dude. Yeah. We'll keep in touch. But, dude, come down.
Catch you later.
You need to come down, or I need to find my...
Hey, guys.
I think I'm going to have a way up to Vermont and to D.C. to see both you and Kevin.
So. Oh, if you get anywhere close to Vermont, you have to come down here.
Totally. I'm going to make his ass dry.
All righty,
dude.
Pleasure meeting you, Leon.
Talk to you later, brother.
Likewise. Bye, take care.
Take care.
Right. Stay gold.
Bye, pony boy.
I tell you something. Do the same to you.
You're listening to the Verbal Vomit, the Blow Your Load edition.
Yes. Here I am.
There you are, Alice. Now, why don't you give us a rundown of what was playing in the background of the call and when we started the whole set.
Okay, so we started off with Don Juan. Don't Quit Me, Baby, and then after that... You Don't Love Me, and then after that, Wild Gal.
Okay.
And then I played for you guys Exodus, Choose Your Weapon from Northern California. After that, it was Discharge, It's Not a TV Sketch from the UK, along with Amoebex, No Guys, No Masters, as well, in the UK. And A Feast of Snakes, Black Hole Heart, which is from my hometown of Texas. Yeah, yeah.
Your hometown of Texas?
Dallas, Texas.
You're from Texas?
Originally, yeah.
What's up?
Garland, Texas. What's up?
I never knew that. I always thought she was from L.A.
No. Yeah, you said- well, I was in Texas for a while, and then Nevada as well, Las Vegas, Henderson, Boulder City, and then I went to L.A., and then I went back to, I didn't go back to Berlin, but then I moved to Berlin, and now I'm back in L.A., officially.
Officially?
Unfortunately. Unfortunately, yeah.
Seriously. You're here not by choice.
Sort of, yeah. Dude, it's hard.
I hate Henderson. That's like the worst town ever.
It is. Try being a little kid.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't even want
to. I'll just ride my bikes around. To liquor stores to get, you know, magazines of like BB, Bebop, Tiger Beat.
That's what
that's all you do. You hang under freeways.
It's right outside Vegas. Okay. It's really close.
It's like really 10 suburb, minutes away.
There's nothing but track houses and like there's like pools and it's just, it's nothing.
And a lot
it's
of
like
it
rocks.
Is like the middle of nothing and desert. Like we stayed, one time we went to play in Vegas, was it the, I don't remember what it was, but we went and it happened to be the weekend that the VMAs were held there and you could not get a hotel in Vegas. The only hotel we could get was in Henderson.
Oh my
god. What
gosh.
Did we pay? Like, we paid like $70 for it or something, like some ridiculous amount that you should never have to pay.
That's where you're from?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, I live there, yeah. I'm not from there originally, but I moved around a lot. Oh. And I know.
But yeah.
Hard towns.
Yeah, that place sucks.
Yeah, it does suck.
I don't think you should do it.
Thank you.
Never move to Vegas.
Oh, yeah. No, I wouldn't advise anyone to even stay there for more than a week.
Or more than three days, I think is my max now. Well, there is, but it's a small punk scene. And the great thing is, as a lurker on the MySpace back when... They were having their anarchy meetup group at a Starbucks.
What?
That's kind of adorable, but no, we go to Vegas to play Viva, and that's like a huge rockabilly thing where like rockabilly people from like everywhere come, so we get to like meet people from all over Europe and stuff in Vegas.
Yeah.
To party for 4 days. And, so,
yeah. And when is Viva?
Viva is in April. I don't know if we're playing this upcoming year or not.
Oh, you guys are playing the Shakedown this year.
Oh, we're playing the Shakedown this year.
I've
going to be in downtown Vegas, which is kind of cool. No offense to Viva or the Orleans, but yeah, downtown. I love downtown Vegas. I want to stay at the Golden Nugget so bad.
I've always wanted to stay there.
It's a really cool hotel.
I like staying in downtown Vegas. I don't like those shitty hotels on the Strip.
I'm okay with them.
Yeah, they're...
Just whatever, it's not like I'm spending very much time sleeping there anyway. It's a place to rest my head.
I don't like it either.
No?
No. It's like a huge mall. I hate the Strip.
I really, like, don't ever remember anything anyway, so.
Because Vegas, that's the only place where you can actually walk outside with a drink in your hand, right?
Yeah.
As long as it's not a bottle.
And you're not supposed to, like, smoke pot there either, but I always do, and
I remember when my brother used to live in Vegas, he'd be like, don't bring any pot. I'm like, why? He's like, if you get busted, it's, like, federal time.
That's what they say, yeah.
And it's like, he's like, they'll bust you even for a seed. I'm like, really? And I would take pot all the time, and I've never had a problem with it.
Yeah, I mean, not that I'm exactly, like...
I was like,
rubbing it in everyone's face or anything. Yeah, but no, it doesn't seem as scary. Everybody like acts like it's really scary, but it's not scary.
Well, one of my friends was in New Orleans, and I guess, you know, pot smoking. He was just smoking like, pot in a restaurant, like, bringing away the innocent.
That's crazy. I've never done that.
This guy, he does it.
But
Eric.
But the thing is, like, all laws aside, Vegas is all about, like, you just have, it's like Disneyland, you know, you have the best time, there's nothing wrong, everything's cool. That's why, like, people that freak out get hushed out all quickly, you know, there's never a problem in a casino, you know, like, it's always, like, nipped in the bud.
It's like, you're there, just have fun, and just enjoy.
So if having fun means, like, smoking and drinking in your hotel room, it's like, okay, whatever, we didn't see it, we don't know.
Yeah.
We're just turning down the bed, whatever, you know.
That's the best time. I was there for, I think it was RollerCon 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just at the palace the whole time in Herman's room, smoking pot the whole time we were there. It was great. We saw great bands, and then like we'd smoke pot all day and all night, just like party it up.
Yeah, dude, that playing Viva this year was like intense. There was like always like way too much to do. I couldn't even like. I think the hotel room, like, it's kind of, it's important, but it's kind of irrelevant.
It's
because it's just where you're sleeping. You're
Viva,
there,
it, you know? They hold that at the Palace Station.
At the Orleans.
Okay.
Yeah,
I was there.
They were at the Orleans when I was in New Orleans.
Wow. Yeah, exactly. That's it was weird. It's iconic.
I thought it was very lovely.
I bonded.
I was totally kidnapped
to Aviva 1 year for my birthday. My friend kidnapped me for like the first day.
What year?
I think it was 2007.
Okay. Did you report it to the authorities?
No. It was my birthday. Of course you kidnapped me. But I had to be back the next day because I was playing a show at the Scene. It was almost Despicables. I was like, are we going to make it in time? Like, sure we are. All right. Barely made it there with like 10 minutes to spare. I was like, she was like freaking out the whole time. I had a great time at Viva.
That's terrifying.
The first night, I had a great time blast.
Yeah.
Eating footlong hot dogs, those huge ones for 99 cents.
Ooh, I don't think I can handle that.
That wasn't happening when we were there past 2 years.
It was happening when I was there.
What's up, Tom Ingram? Where's the hot dogs? Why is there a hot dog shortage, Tom? It's a ball. It's probably like, it's the biggest thing we've played and it's super fun, but I am excited to do the Shakedown. Different thing, you know, it's less like purist. But I mean, even Viva is not that purist. There's still like psychobilly bands and stuff.
Name one.
There was this like girl psychobilly band. I don't want to, maybe they don't think they're psychobilly, but they totally are. The Merry Widows, like, and they're like, there's just like the bands. There were a few bands that played earlier that were, like, more psychobilly-ish. And then, like, I don't remember. Oh, Alice, come on. Jesus.
He's sorry, guys. Continue.
Oh, thanks. Is that all right with you?
Yeah.
Is that all right with you? You talking about stuff? Drag me down to downtown Los Angeles. Give me permission to speak.
And then you get censored.
I was done anyway.
Okay, I read in the LA Weekly, you guys are one of the top 10 bands to watch in LA. When you guys, I mean, it's been out for a while, but when you guys first saw, what was your guys' reaction to it?
I was like, number 8. They meant number 8. I'm pretty sure they messed up. It should have been number 1.
I actually second that because the number 1 is
Bullshit.
I
call bullshit on that
actually,
one.
No, I don't care.
It's all opinion.
It's all opinion. You guys deserved a better spot than what you guys.
Yeah, I also believe that too. Being not being biased at all, but you guys are a lot of fun, and you guys are for me personally are one of the only bands in Los Angeles next to like Dante versus Zombies who actually get me up to dance and like actually like move and stuff. Where a lot of bands, it's like. It's just, it's not as, it's good and stuff, it's just not as fun, it's not as active, and like, Becky gets in your fucking face.
It's crucial.
But it's awesome, you know?
It's crucial.
And that's what, I think when you're in a band is to do that, and like, really get out there in the crowd and not just let them be so stiff.
Yeah, I mean, but don't let it be mistaken, because I invade people's personal space. I used to be kind of worse, like in our last band, I would like, was more aggressive and like wanted to like make people do things, but I really like it. Really, I don't ever make anybody do what they don't want to do.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying that.
No, but I think like if you go to a show in a bar and you're there at 12:30 at night watching a band play, like if you're not willing to dance, like what are you doing in a bar after midnight? Like go to bed. You're a wet mom. Like it's so important. Like I think
some people
it's so
go to
important.
Bars to drink, Becky.
I know. So go, then they sit at the bar, you know. But if they're like by the stage, come on.
Yeah, I want to watch it.
I've always seen that.
Well, because like if I'm dancing. And there's a lot of people around me that are just standing there stiff. It's like, what the fuck? Like, I'll shake them. Like, let's go. Let's, like, you know, you're up front. Let's do something.
I used to do that in the punk rock days.
Maybe they're subconscious about the way they dance. Maybe they think they're bad dancers.
No, but they don't even have to dance, really, to humor me. Like,
you just move around
like, yeah, exactly. Just like, you could even bop your head, whatever. I'm just going to grind on you.
You get
the rest of this song anyway.
You get most of this.
No, mostly I get a lot of involvement. Honestly,
really?
Most people are not idle. Most people do indulge, but when the people that don't, it's not like they're like, oh, I'm shy. They're like, they don't look at me or say a word, and they're like, get away from me. Like you can feel it. Like they're just like, I hate you so much, and I'm just like, don't. Then go farther away.
Can I just play Satan's advocate here?
Go ahead, play Devil's Advocate.
Play Satan's Advocate for a second.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, I'll go to a show and I'm not into the band. And then when they're all like aggressive, like, come on, get up and dance.
But I don't say anything.
But are you standing at the front of the stage?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
But I still
only go for people
that
are really close.
Demanding bullshit.
But I don't demand anything. I literally walk up.
Like us.
No way. I literally go up to people and dance with them. You've seen it. I don't say anything. I don't I just go to them and dance with them. And like, even if there are people that have not danced, but they still like politely refuse to dance. You know, like they kind of like do the thing. They're like, okay, get off. But like, when people like make bitch face and look away and are like angry at me, like,
how often does that happen?
Not very, but it does happen.
Because who can refuse you?
And I got stiffed by a whole room in Orange County once. Like, I went
really?
Around.
That's Orange County for you.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
You know, our next show is in Orange County, right?
Yeah.
That's why I stopped talking shit about it.
Wait, Hermoso Beach? That's in Orange County?
Is it not? I don't know.
No, it is. I thought it was L.A.
No.
Oh, I don't even know.
I don't think
that's what. Is it south of Huntington? No.
I don't think so.
Are you talking about Spike?
No. We're playing in
Hermosa
Beach.
I think Hermosa Beach is
LA. Okay, well, either way, I mean, I should have talked shit about Orange County, but I'll put out an offer to Orange County to the five people that are listening to me talk right now. And I'm going to say, prove me wrong, Orange County, prove me wrong. I would love nothing more than for you to actually get up and be involved and be nice to me, but it doesn't happen.
They're going
to
prove you dead. They're going to show up.
Like True Blood.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I wanted to hang out with Alice the other night, and I was like, I'm going to go to a bar in Woodland Hills. What are you doing? And she's like, I'll be watching True Blood until about 10 o'clock, at which point I'll meet you at said bar.
I'm sorry. I've been waiting for it for some time now.
True
and
Blood
it's the
on
second
the brain.
Episode.
Did they open up True Blood with that new song with Nick Cave?
Yeah, they actually opened
it. Awesome
no, they
song.
Actually didn't open up. They closed it out with and Nick Cave and Nico K's song covering the Zombies. She's Not There.
That's an awesome cover.
And it's pretty fucking badass. It really is. And
yeah,
the thing is that I found out, though, about True Blood is, if anybody's listening that cares, but every episode is actually named off of a song that's played in the show.
Oh,
so
that's awesome.
I think it's kind of cool. It's all like deeper into the whole.
And is that on HBO or Showtime?
It's on HBO. And then in this episode, mind you, there's a punk scene. Okay.
Aww.
And it was really cool because this was like, because they were doing a lot of flashbacks.
Is it like 21 Jump Street punk scene or Chips punk scene?
21.
Okay.
And
that's not even bad an eye.
No, but it was, what was cool about that is because when he was doing all these flashbacks and there's all these understandings, if you watch the show, at that punk show is when things actually got started. That's where things actually, like, no, but that's kind of cool. That's where things actually, like, involved, and that's where, like, things actually got down. That's where, like, all these, like, that's where she invited him to be, like a vampire.
Dude, because everybody knows that all punks are vampires.
Simple. No, but in any case, though, I just think it's cool that shit actually got started at a fucking punk show. Point is, that is amazing.
My aunt thought I was Satanist because I listened to punk rock music.
Dude, that's why I cut off my mohawk. I got tired of asking if I was an anarchist. I was like, I can't deal with this anymore.
It's like, you can't have a mohawk, just have a mohawk, you know?
Yeah, I mean, whatever. And you also want attention. And it's a phase.
I was punk rock. I never.
But Becky and I saw the greatest mohawk the other night after she won.
Oh, no. We should go on Craigslist and make a misconnections for this mohawk that was akin to a Power Man 5000 hairdo, but it was
or a Static X is what you were saying. It was just like all wrong.
Stuff like that, there needs to be a picture. Dude, that's priceless.
It was like a cockatiel mohawk. Oh. I'm sure it'll be back to you. These are like local
dive
bars.
But it went all the way to the back, but it was like straight up.
Yeah, there was no part going out. It was just all up, like charged up.
So what's the dive bar you go to so we can popularize it?
Yeah, let's popularize it. And so this guy knows that we're talking shit about him on the internet radio.
Which the owner is it's called
Scotland Yard.
It's on Sherman Way.
Right next to the legendary Cobalt
Cafe. Yeah, exactly. Where it all began. No, but I prefer Casey's, which is two doors down, which is a jazz bar.
Casey's is pretty nice because it's pretty, you know, it's pretty mellow, and they have all these signs about, like, don't cuss and stuff. And
there's rules at Casey's. It's like going to grandma's house and having $3
really
shots.
Okay, yeah.
$3 shots, though. They're not going to complain.
Not even the shots, but, like, even their mixed drinks are really fucking cheap. You can't beat that,
it's
you know?
So cheap.
So nobody gets loud.
No swearing, no backwards caps, no colors. Yeah, no. Like, you have to, like.
No colors. That's kind of strict.
Yeah, no colors. Yeah, no fucking colors at Casey's.
So Jesus. What do you wear? If no colors.
You wear
are you
black.
Sure you're not talking about people.
Well, blacks are colors.
Whites only.
No.
No, but they have jazz on Sundays and Thursdays, and it's like all old people, and they're so cool. Like
they're so adorable.
They're really cool though. Like they know cool dance moves and like they cool trumpet solos, dude. I'm all about it. Like I love Casey's. Scotland Yard is like divier and younger people.
The thing is about also Scotland Yard is that it's not pretentious whatsoever.
In cases,
no,
unless you're young, you're going there.
We're saying compared to LA bars, it's not.
Both
bars are really. Honest.
Well, you had a good point. You were saying, like, it's kind of like death meets, like, middle of nowhere bar.
Oh, it's like a happy medium. Well, like,
did you say death?
No, like, it's right. It literally is totally what it is geographically. Like, it's in Canoga Park, which is right between the valley and LA. So, like, it's in the valley, you know? But it's just far enough outside of like Agora and Calabasas and all the rich area to not be like a weird like
our
super
area.
Jock yeah where we live a super jock like bar and then it's just far enough from downtown LA where like nobody's cool really, like there's no like I'm so stylish, you know, like it's just like a bunch of like kids. And then lo and behold, the one time I go and get smashed in Scotland Yard, I run into every person that I hung out with at the park when I met Alice when I was 14 years old. And like she's like introducing me to all these people that I know, but they're like, "This is Becky. You know her from before." And I was like, "Yeah, I remember I had a blue mohawk." So sad.
Well, how long did you have the blue mohawk before you decided to chop it off?
Probably like 8 months or something.
Wow.
I tried really hard, but. And then I had another mohawk after. I tried, like, to bring it back, but it really is, like, too much attention and people.
So what did you use to stand your mohawk up?
I would use hairspray. I would use, like,
I use Knox gelatin.
See,
I did that with my hair when I tried to do, like, fake dreads.
Makes your hair.
No, but it hurts. See, I used Knox, but you have to, like, break it before you get into the shower, and then all your hair comes out.
But also glue.
Apparently Juan was crust.
Yeah. But glue, actually, when you put that in your hair as well, you could use that to charge it. But when you wash it, it actually kind of conditions your hair, is what I noticed. Yeah,
it's just
like glue, like Elmer's glue, just straight up glue. Because I put that shit in my hair. When I took a shower, it would just be so soft and like, it's like a protein conditioner.
It's
but
weird. It's probably
got
horse
hooves. Nox is all protein.
What? Yeah, Nox is all protein too. Also horse hooves.
You're kidding, right?
No, I'm not. I swear to God, I will. No, I'm not joking. I'm not joking.
No, my favorite was like freeze it, and then there was this other like big can of like blue shit that I would use. But the trick for me was like teasing it. It had to be well teased before it could be put up. And then once it was up, it had to be constantly touched up and sprayed.
Somebody told me they used to put egg whites in there.
Yeah, that works as well.
It's like, does it smell after a while?
It takes long to dry, though, stuff like that. Nox gelatin and egg whites. It's like insane. I love hairspray because it's like just...
Yeah, if you're
doing it.
Yeah, exactly.
So when it came to hairspray, did you use Aquanet, the cha-cha spray?
No, I didn't use Aquanet. Aquanet's not that great for...
Really?
It doesn't have a really good hold.
I
think it does when I use my hair, it holds up pretty well.
Just for a beehive and not for a mohawk. Oh, somebody is going to talk about something interesting. Is that who's going to call right now?
I think this is interesting. You're on Verbal Vomit.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Is it Juan?
See?
Is it Juan?
I see Juan.
He's right here, yeah. See, Juan
is
back.
It's Juan.
Talk.
I can't understand what it's saying.
He's just saying Juan.
Oh.
It's a Juan. It's a bad Juan.
Hola, muchacho.
Oh, hey. I hear you make millions. A million to Juan?
More like 2 million, my friend, but yes.
Oh, I want to tell you a story, okay?
Okay.
Start from the top.
He sounds Asian.
I know, I was going to say, he sounds very Asian.
Shh, he's Mexican. Shh, go on. Don't confuse the two.
I'm sorry, we all came from the same place.
Pangea,
yeah.
Go on.
Tell my story, please.
All right, let's hear the story that you have.
Okay. Listen, senores. Senoras? Okay. One time, I'm milking a cow. One time, I'm milking a cow, and I say, Juan is good.
Yeah.
Is that it? That story below.
You need a climax in there.
That's not the climax.
You need a dating.
I really want to tell you guys that I really, really love your music. Your music makes me feel good.
Hey.
Make my toe wiggle. My toe really big. If you wiggle in my toe.
Thank you. That's such a compliment. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Last time
I saw you guys play, I saw you play one time. Last time I saw you play, I noticed you guys all wear mustache. I have mustache just like you. It's so good. I like it. It's good.
You what?
It's good.
You like it?
Mustache. Good.
It was all, they were all fake except for Becky's.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Can I speak to Juan, please?
Buenos dias!
Yes, Juan, will you go out with me?
I just figured out who this is. It's really funny.
Will you go out with me, Juan?
It's Paul. Paul Rodriguez.
No.
Paul Rodriguez.
My name is Rodrigo. My name is Rodrigo.
Juan, he wants to talk to you.
He's your fan.
He loves you. He wants to date you, Juan.
Dude. Listen, yeah. Paul, we talked about this. I like your son. He's a great skateboarder, and I wanted to know you're a little old for my taste.
Juan, my name is Rodrigo Pacheco. I am from Pacoima.
Pacoima.
Orale.
Yeah.
Corn on the cob.
You guys like the movie La Bamba.
You
like La Bamba?
Yeah.
That's how I'm gonna die.
I cry every time.
Me too.
Do you remember the part when they went to Mexico and Richie got a tattoo and he didn't remember? Was that good? That was good.
That was good too. It was good.
Do you remember that time?
Yes, I remember
that. He's like the Mexican Chris Farley. You remember that one time?
Okay. I'm going to go now, but before I go, I just want you to know that I love your band. It's so good.
Thank you.
Thanks, Paul Rodriguez.
Thank you.
Okay?
Okay.
And you guys are doing a good job on the blow your load. I would just like to see more of people blowing their load in the street.
That's a very good criticism.
I agree with that.
Mira,
not one load has been blown tonight.
Rodrigo.
Yeah.
As far as we're concerned.
Can you tell David? Can you tell Dave to blow his load on top of Juan's face?
His pants are on the ground. It's already happening.
It's already happening.
Anyways, I love you. I love you guys. You guys are so good.
Hey, Rodrigo.
I kind of sound stupid now.
Hey, Rodrigo, before you go.
Like a cockroach.
I also love you guys. Saboya Serroja.
Hey, you cockroach, Rodrigo.
And all I got to say is, hi. Have a good night. Merry Christmas. Or happy Hanukkah.
Happy
4th
of July, bitch.
Gracias, puto.
Wow, that was Rodriguez.
Paul Rodriguez. Rodriguez.
I think his last name is Gonzalez.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure
it's
Paul Rodriguez.
No, I'm pretty sure it is Gonzalez. But it doesn't matter because it was Rodrigo something or other.
That's a pretty bad Spanish accent for being a Mexican.
I know, but he's darker than
Juan. You think he would do a little bit more better like this, you know, add a little bit more, you know?
Okay.
You know, but he sounded like he was Asian. I was like, what the fuck?
Well, I think in the beginning it was a bit more Asian.
Maybe it was somebody else. Maybe it wasn't him.
No. Maybe actually, you know what? I think Becky has a point. Maybe it was somebody that we just don't know for once.
Well, no, it probably is someone we know, but we might have guessed wrong.
Yeah. Work on your Spanish.
I was thinking it was one of my coworkers, but I don't think it is.
No.
Yeah, it's Paul Gonzalez.
Should we start plugging stuff?
God!
Go ahead, dude.
Juan Jose Villagana Pantoja! You fucked up his nombre.
We gotta plug stuff.
Okay, Paul Gonzalez is in Death Hymn number 9.
They're
super
in our amazing first episode of Verbal Vomit and Blow Your Load.
Yeah. So we have a 7-inch out, wildrecordsusa.com.
Woohoo!
It's good.
Yeah.
You can also buy it at Don Juan y Los Blancos.
Oh, yeah. We have our merch up on DonJuanYLosBlancos.com. We also have t-shirts and cool stuff.
Now, what size of t-shirts do you guys have? Do you guys have, like, okay, I know you have a typical small, medium, large, extra large.
Yep.
What about other fat fuckers right here?
No. Discriminate against fat people?
Discriminate against fat people?
Fucking go on a diet if you want to wear a t-shirt.
No.
It's not my problem.
No.
Do you know how expensive those things are? You really want me to get like this wide array of fucking t-shirts in the event that the one fucking person that doesn't fit into an extra large comes over to my fucking merch?
Can we have two on hand? Can we look at
that? Yeah, two at hand, you know, just in case. It's just $2 extra.
Give me $20, I'll make anything happen.
Okay.
Anything?
I also want to plug my Words with Friends screening. It's JVILLY.
Dude, what screening?
Words with Friends.
I will kill you.
Yeah, I'll take you on too. I'm DJ BBLANXX.
That's too long.
It's DJ B Blanks with two X's.
Too complicated.
No, it's not. Shut up.
Think of a better name.
Whatever. Uber Goober. Nobody likes you anyways.
Uber Goober.
Yeah.
I think I like that.
We eat worms for lunch.
Well, I kind of wanted to say as well for as far as plugging.
Oh, sorry.
Go for it.
I thought of a plug. We're an LA record. Go get one.
Yes.
At Bright Spot.
Yes.
Because that's the only place I know they are for sure.
Oh, so there's an article on you guys.
We're your table of contents photo. And then, yeah, we got a full page article in the middle with a color photo.
Is it an interview or is it?
Yeah, it's an interview with me and Juan.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's a lot better than this one, right?
Yeah, considerably. Well, but she had the advantage of editing, you know? She could. I got drunk and babbled at her, too, you know? But she just cut out all the boring shit. And she left in a lot of the boring shit, which is in the interview, including but not limited to a two-paragraph rant about Lady Gaga.
Wait a minute.
It's not a rant.
It's not a rant. It's a tangent, for sure.
Are you pro or con against that?
I love Lady Gaga, but okay. I did not intend to have that much my interview be about Lady Gaga, but yeah, she's awesome.
So this is a 2-paragraph rant about Lady
not
Gaga.
A rant. No, but I was just saying like what's cool about her. I was like, people only hate it because everybody talks about it. You can go pick up LA Record if you want to actually read, but I'm not
read the whole
give,
thing. Pick
I'm
up
not
LA Record.
Any more of my time.
You're just gonna say you like her music and that's enough.
No, I mean but it's more than that. I like her clubs. Mm-hmm. Like I like what she does. Like I like her. overall work ethic and everything.
A lot of people, I don't know. Do you think she ripped off Madonna in some way? When I listen to
Who cares?
To
her.
Yeah, and I mean, if you want to be a star, you're ripping off everybody.
Well, the thing is,
Madonna
too, about that song that she had
Judy
out.
Garland. You know, it's like anybody ripped off anybody. But
it sounded like Madonna. I don't give a shit. I just don't think the song is good in general, personally. I like a lot of her stuff myself, but I just think like that the whole thing about like, oh, she's ripping off Madonna is like, okay, after that, is the song good or not? You know, it's like
break while you guys talk about this.
Go right ahead.
It's so annoying.
Why is
no,
it
I mean, like,
about?
Mae West hated Marilyn Monroe. Marilyn Monroe was like, you know.
I would say it was more like an homage.
Madonna ripped off Marilyn Monroe, and then it's like, but it's not really ripping off. It's like this. It's just the same thing.
Inspiration,
you want to be beautiful
and
stuff,
and you want. I think at the same time, I kind of see that as like paying respect,
kind
of reviving too, like as well.
But that's
But I'm all about. But honestly, I'm all about making a show visual and having good clothes.
No,
and
exactly.
That's like so crucial, and that I have a lot of respect for to make a good live show because people
but
are paying money to see you.
I don't think she has a good live show.
Honestly, it's enough for me. Like, especially when she had, like, McQueen stuff, for her to, like, saunter out on stage in this, like, divine, ridiculous costume.
Well, that's
like,
okay.
I'm all about that. So
that
that's
visual,
like
yeah,
that.
But when I saw her on HBO, because I was really curious myself, I've never been able to see her, but it's like, I was just really bored, kind of. And, like, I'm tired of her, like, here's my thing, I guess. It's like, I'm tired of her doing the claw all the time and calling her fans like monsters. In a way, I kind of understand it because it's kind of like a cult.
Yeah.
Kind of when Negro did the same thing, similar. Like you have to, in a way, that's a smart idea.
Yeah.
But I feel like sometimes it's like kind of, you know, it's kind of, that's me as a
You guys can call your followers blancos.
No, Juan said, well, yeah, I mean, but Juan was like, he was like, she calls her fans little monsters. That's so condescending. Like, little me. But no, we don't. I mean, I don't know. Our fans are just people. We don't really have fans.
No, I'm pretty sure you do. I'm pretty sure you have the same.
You guys have fans. I got one really sweet message on Facebook, so I'm still assembling her care package. Her name's Steph.
Hi, Steph.
It's still coming.
To be honest with you, I have not seen you guys' show. I will. I do want to see you guys' play.
Oh, how dare you!
Yeah, and you know, having kids really takes a lot.
Oh,
of
dude, I have a dog. I know what you're talking about.
I have a dog. I have a kid and a cat. So it's like taking care of two things at once. It's juggling. It's hard. But I do want to catch your guys' show. Is it when you since you're all about live shows, like lively shows?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you put in 110%?
Oh yeah. No, I'm all about doing what I would hope to see when I go to a show. So, when the music starts, I move, and I don't stop moving until the music stops, and then I get off stage and I go. Sometimes I vomit, sometimes I don't. Who knows what'll happen?
Going back to what you were saying earlier about how you're trying to get people, into it. I'm one of those people. Just like I'll see the show, I'll bop my head, I'll shake my ass a little bit. If somebody comes up to me, like if you were to come up to me like, hey, let's dance, I would totally be down to it because, it's fun. If you're having a fun show and you're throwing and it's fun music, totally. But if people are just there, like, invading your personal space, that's just.
I mean, part of it is learning how to read people, too, Like, now I probably wouldn't go up to a person who is sitting down at a bar because of getting reactions like that and stuff, Like, you can tell when people are perceptive to it. But I still think that, if you want to be involved and you want to be up close, but if somebody grinds their ass on you, you're offended, it's like, you should take three steps back so that there's like a barrier of two people in front of you.
Yeah.
It's kind of misleading to me because I think you're excited and you're not at all.
My thing is if you're going to be up front, you want to be part of the show.
Exactly.
You must love
them. And I think it comes from like the punk thing too. Yeah. Like people, I don't know. Nobody ever wants to be in a mosh pit if there's nobody in the mosh pit, but somebody's got to go out there and start freaking out.
I used to do this when I was in a punk band. I would have we used to do a song, I call it the money pit. I would light up a dollar bill and put it up, set a flame and throw it out. And that would get kids moshing. Like, I was like, really? It takes me burning my dollar just to get you guys
but
going?
That's a pretty cheap price.
That's a felony, too.
I don't care. Fuck that.
It's illegal,
I would citizens
sir.
Arrest you right now. Yeah,
so maybe next time let your symbol
on fire. A Home Depot resident arrest you.
A Home Depot resident.
I'm planning on becoming a citizen. And then talk to me in 2 months, man.
Okay.
Are you really?
No. I don't want
to
vote.
He's like, yeah, exactly. I don't have to vote.
I don't anticipate.
I could just like kick it and drink beer.
I don't have to serve jury duty.
That's the best part. I got the summon things. Yeah. I'm just like not a citizen. I just checked that and I get so much satisfaction. I don't like, no, not a citizen. Fuck off.
See, go back to Mexico, you fucking un-American piece of shit.
Is Scooch a May?
You're going to die. You're going to die.
How dare you?
Well, you may be. Well, you're a legal alien. Illegal alien. Who gives a shit?
Well, he's not an alien. He's a fucking human being.
He knows what I mean.
He doesn't. He doesn't speak English as his first language.
Were you?
Look at him. He doesn't like to.
So you don't have to. So the satisfaction you get with that, it's awesome. I have to do that jury duty bullshit. I hate it.
That sucks.
And
I actually don't mind it. I think it'd be fascinating to actually get a really good case. Because I'm into criminology. It's interesting to me. And actually, to get involved in the system and to see how the process works. I mean, I think that's fascinating. I think it's
fascinating. If you're unemployed and not doing shit with your life, then yeah, it's fascinating. But if you're like working and you need to pay them bills, yeah, just serving jury duty. Because companies
don't really pay. I agree with that as well. But I think it's, I don't know.
What?
Yeah? Get a job.
Well, I'm looking for a better job, but it's hard. At least I have a job right now, so...
This economy?
We played Arizona not long ago, and I made a political statement. I brought my green card,
you brought your papers?
And I was like, hey, guys, check it out. I'm cool. And nobody really laughed, right? Nobody thought it was funny.
Yeah, I think it might be a little tired. It's uncomfortable. Over there. Yeah, it's probably a tired subject over there, though.
But it was all white people.
Yeah, because they were fucking racist, and they're like, "Why are you?" Maybe
they were offended that they brought.
Yeah, they're like, "I don't want to see your green card. Go back to what?
I don't think people are racist in Tempe.
They're not racist in Tempe. I love Tempe.
Tempe's awesome.
Yeah.
See, so what did you learn today? Orange County sucks. Tempe rules. Tempe is regularly like probably 20 degrees hotter than Orange County at all times,
but
still manage to be nicer.
The cigarettes are expensive, but the vintage antiques are very cheap.
Maybe if you didn't smoke, it wouldn't be a problem.
I brought my own cigarettes in there. Everybody else tried to buy cigarettes. I buy a carton of cigarettes.
Not my problem. There you go. Right? Just throw your hands up.
But I'm just saying, it was like insane. It's like almost as bad as New York. My pack of cigarettes costs around like $4. Okay.
Yeah, I remember we went on a mission before we went to New York.
When I went to New York, there were $10 for a pack of cigarettes. And like these are like three something. And...
I think we went to four stores before I actually found it.
What are you CBS? Smoking, Laverne and Shirley's?
I smoke L&M hundreds.
Yeah, Laverne and Shirley, like I said.
Okay, anything else you guys have to plug? Because we're going to wrap up tonight.
Yeah, let's wrap this shit up.
Well, I just want to say, if you guys have been listening and you know me, Set Up Slut is wanting to put out the new issue, but we're having some issues funding it. So if anybody wants to contribute... You could send an email to shutupslutzine@gmail.com, and I will give you further information on how to do that. That'd be very awesome, because it's sitting around. Just have to put it out there.
That's shutupslut at Gmail.
Shutupslutzine.
Shutupslutzine.
At Gmail.
It's a good zine, too.
Thank you.
and you can always go to donjuanilosblancos.com to get merchandise, find out about shows. Buy our book and
WildRecordsUSA.com.
Yeah, WildRecordsUSA.com. And I'm pretty sure we'll probably be playing with Luis and the Wildfires, Omar and the String Poppers.
Why is it USA.com?
Because it's the greatest country in the world.
Wild Records, the thing's already taken. All right.
Hey, well, thank you to Don Juan and
Thank you guys for coming out.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Really
very
appreciate
much.
It. And we're going to come back and say our goodbyes after this block.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
rostro con beso y sin vergüenza se puede lograr. Tu piel morena tatuada con arte, tu pelo negro que quiero tocar. Show me, don't be shy and just hold me. We'll be right back.
Well, that concludes another episode of the Verbal Vomit Blood Load Edition.
Hell yeah.
We'd like to once again thank Don Juan y Los Blancos.
He says it, not me.
Say it, Alice. Say it.
Yeah.
Say it. Come on. I know you can do it.
Becky and Juan.
Come on, Uber Alice.
Come on, just say it. Just
hey,
Juan.
What, you can speak German but not Spanish? Were you fucking racist?
Yeah, sing Heil, Alice. Jesus.
Yeah.
Was willst du trinken?
Yeah, I want Spanish.
Okay.
I'm not leaving until you say "y los blancos."
Yeah, that's good.
Without saying,
come on, I gotta plug some other shit with you. Come on. All right.
Okay. Well, all right, you guys. Thank you for listening.
Wow, what a bitch. All right, yeah. We're Don Juan y los Blancos. Right. This is
Don Juan
Vomit.
Y los Blancos.
Close enough. We're not from East Los.
All right. Thank you.
Well, how do you pronounce it?
Y los Blancos.
Next week.
Okay, I'm from. I have a whole lot of accents. Not the point. All right. Bye, you guys. All right. Alice. JPS. Blow your load.
All right. Next week, we got La Vista coming in, and I have my other co-host, Kitty, coming in.
Yeah.
So tune in for another episode of Verbal Vomit. That'll be the Kitty and Dave edition. Adios, amigos.
Ciao.
Later, puto.
Bis baten.